This is James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, and you are listening to The Rubicon, the largest healthcare media platform serving the culture on HUR Voices, Sirius XM 141, featuring a best of episode in 3, 2, 1.
What constitutes high risk? Because there's this constant circuitous discussion that you see on Instagram, and it's really more men and women going at each other. Yeah. And, you know, it's all this discussion. What's your body count? What's your body count? You know, how many people have you been with? And it's this constant discussion. What makes someone? I'm not judgmental. Yeah. So I've always, one of the reasons that this show and franchise has had some success, I'm not partisan. I'm not judgmental. Yeah. So I don't care what people do. I think as a married man, you know, I just tell people, if you're going to experiment, do that stuff in college. And when you're young, don't get to 38 and figure out that, hey, I want to play the field a little bit, or, yeah, you know, I'm kind of, I have some sexual fluidity and I want to try, you know, something else. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try something else. I'm just saying that when you're married and have 3 kids, that might not be the time to get experimental from a sexual perspective, so, because their family's involved.
Yeah.
But what makes someone high risk?
A higher risk individual would be with somebody who is a non-monogamous relationship. So that could be the more than one partner. That could be somebody.
So that's two partners? If you have two partners, you're at high risk?
Higher risk, yeah. Wow. Well, you may only have two partners. How many partners do your partners have, right? True. So we're looking at things like that. If you're not using condoms consistently, if you're not in a non-monogamous relationship, if you are, you know, experimenting with other genders,
right,
that could put you in a higher risk category as well.
Right.
Injected drug use, if you're
selling
sex, you know, sex workers, things of that nature would put you at a higher risk.
Okay. As far as, so what are your, from a clinical perspective, because I think it's a fascinating discussion, are you saying that people, from a health perspective, that you're better off being in a monogamous relationship? Because there are a lot of people and a lot of, quote, therapists that would speak against that. But we're just talking from on the Rubicon, we're just talking about purely a clinical point of view. Should people be either celibate or in monogamous relationships? Is that better for your health?
I mean, I can't say that as a clinician, and I would never take that stand. For everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. So I think the most important thing is to be honest and open with your partners and what activities you both are engaging with each other and others. I think the best thing to do is to be honest and open, make sure everybody's, you know, screened for those STIs, discuss what's on the table, what's off the table, and kind of go from there. I don't think from a health perspective, me telling somebody to be monogamous or not have sex at all is the best route, because everybody's sexual life and sexual preferences are going to look different.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about the testing side of it. What you said that you obviously have gonorrhea. What are the most prevalent STIs in the African-American community? So you're here in Atlanta, which is a very highly African-American demographic.
Yeah.
You're on HR Voices, which is a highly African-American demographic, which operates out of D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, it's part of the HBCU lexicon. I know that you were not privileged enough to attend an HBCU. You were in Canada, where I don't think that they have those.
No, unfortunately, they do not.
You know, everything's a little bit too highbrow to be stomping the yard and twirling the canes and all of that stuff. But what are the? I know that we all know about HIV, right?
Yeah.
And that you're the expert, which is why you're on the program. HIV was a death sentence 35 years ago. Now,
it's more,
there are people that are living with HIV,
right,
you know, well into their 70s.
Right.
If you manage it, the technology and the medications are better.
Right.
But what are the most prevalent sexual transmitted diseases and the most dangerous ones that you see in our community?
I mean, unfortunately, we're overrepresented in sexually transmitted infections. So we're
Why is that?
There's a couple different reasons. I think because, you know, if we as in black people, if we're dating within our own pool, mm-hmm, and people are, you know, dating each other and not being safe, we're at higher risk, or we're at increased risk for coming in contact with somebody who has a sexually transmitted infection and may not know.
Okay.
So that's the it's not like we're engaging in riskier behaviors. I think if we're...
Which is the narrative that many say, that we're just all a bunch of animals that can't control ourselves and just hopping into bed with everybody. Everybody's living a Diddy life. You know, we're all getting oiled up and jumping into the pool out in the Hamptons. And I scoff at that. I don't believe that.
No, that's not the case. The case is generally, from the research and what I've read, the studies say that it's because, you know, we're a smaller community and we're coming in contact with people who may have sexually transmitted infections. So if we're dating within our own pool, the chances of coming in contact with sexually transmitted infections are greater. So, you know, we are overrepresented in gonorrhea, overrepresented with chlamydia infections, gonorrhea infections. Trich is also overrepresented as well. Bacterial vaginosis, which is not considered a sexually transmitted infection, but Black women tend to have higher rates of bacterial vaginosis, unfortunately. Mm. So all the numbers, all the areas that we don't want to be overrepresented in, unfortunately, we are.
What are the right products?
Oh, goodness. That's the million-dollar question, isn't right. it? So you're trying to look for products that are closer to a natural pH. So somewhere around, I want to say 3, 3.6. You want to have those products. You want to use things that it's better to use things that are unscented. It's better to wear like cotton underwear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's you don't want to douche, of course. Douching really can throw off your pH.
So why does it exist if you don't want to do that?
People need to make money, right? So companies are going to sell things to make money. And so douching is a big thing and people think that it helps to, you know, clean you out, but it's definitely not necessary.
So we're not going to get a advertising deal with Procter & Gamble. What we're going to do is Janelle and I are going to cut to the break. We'll be back more to Rubicon, fascinating conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 after these messages.
When buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
People with HIV who take HIV medicine as prescribed can become undetectable, which means the amount of HIV in their body is so low a test cannot detect it. And it means they will not transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Learn more about U equals U.
Let's stop HIV together.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long, big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday's for
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up with clock, area roads, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Win